My name is Patricia Kathleen, and this podcast series will contain interviews I conduct with female and female-identified entrepreneurs, founders, co-founders, business owners, and industry gurus. These podcasts speak with women and women-identified individuals across all industries in order to shed light for those just getting into the entrepreneurial game, as well as those deeply embedded within it. Histories, current companies, and lessons learned are explored in the conversations I have with these insightful and talented powerhouses. The series is designed to investigate a female and female-identified perspective in what has largely been a male-dominated industry in the USA to date. I look forward to contributing to the national dialogue about the long overdue change of women in American business arenas, and in particular, entrepreneurial roles. You can contact me via my media company website, wild.agency, that's WILDE.agency, or my personal website, patriciakathleen.com. Thanks for listening. Now let's start the conversation. Hi, everyone, and welcome back. This is your host, Patricia, and today I am sitting down with Nia Carrillo. Nia is CEO and founder of Eclectic Wellness San Diego, and I am going to let her climb us through Eclectic Wellness San Diego, as well as talk about her collaboration in Sojourn Healing Collective. And I wanted to quickly tell everyone that this is in honor of October and Breast Cancer Awareness Month. We are speaking with people directly related and having their businesses founded in women's and women-identified individuals' health and well-being. So welcome, Nia.
Thank you for having me. Thank you.
Absolutely. I'm excited to kind of get into Nia's background and what she does. A quick bio on Nia. Nia is an MS and a holistic nutritionist and a wellness coach that supports women on their journey to self-love, and food and body freedom. She connects nutrition to the journey of spirituality so that ultimately women are able to live empowered in their bodies and lives. And I love that. I love that bio because it really, it's the first time I've had someone's bio speak more about, you know, other people than themselves. And so that's really fantastic. The roadmap for everyone listening for what we're going to be talking about today, in case you want to refer back or just know where we're headed, we're going to discuss Nia's academic and certification background. Then we'll drop into questions that I have regarding Eclectic Wellness and the Sojourn Healing Collective and any other groups that Nia functions within. And then we're going to climb into questions regarding women's health, how her company and techniques are addressing key issues and obstacles within women and women-identified clients that she has and has had. Then we'll look towards goals that Nia has for herself and her businesses for the next 3 years. And then we will wrap everything up with advice for those of you looking to do either what Nia does or become involved with her maybe on the client basis. So Nia, will you drop us straight into your like academic background or certification background and kind of your early professional life?
Yeah, so I actually didn't start off in the wellness field professionally. When I was about, it kind of goes a little bit further before like professional life, but when I was about 13, I lost 85 pounds. And that was before and that was before social media and all that. And like just being on that journey of like, and it wasn't really in a healthy way or sustainable. I was yo-yo dieting until I was about 23. And by that time I had just graduated, I'm from Las Vegas. So I went to UNLV for their hospitality program. And in the back of my mind, I always knew like I wanted to help women become healthy, but I myself wasn't in like that balanced version of it. So I was like, who am I to give that advice? So I pursued my career with hospitality, and there was a focus with management. So I interned with companies like Disneyland. I worked at the Bellagio, the Wynn, like really big resorts and hotels. And I always knew that I loved helping people, and I thought like, oh, if I just push the nutrition or the wellness thing in the background, like this is good enough. I can just be passionate about it on my own. But then it got to a point where like I moved here in San Diego 5 years ago, and I was still doing hotels, and then I landed a job that just basically caused me like work-related depression and anxiety. And it was like, I could either continue on this route and find another job that maybe won't produce that, or I can just start over new. Cause by that time I was 24, 25 years old. So I was like, I'm still young. I was engaged and have children. I still don't. And I was like, this is the time to redesign my life. And so yeah, I quit. And at the time I was also becoming a yoga teacher. So while I was in grad school, well, during that time, I decided to join grad school to do my MS in nutrition. And I taught while I went to grad school. And then I met Whitney, and she is the owner of Sojourn Healing Collective. And I would teach there. I would kind of create like the operating procedures at the time it was still opening. So like helping out the teachers and like creating like an opening procedure, closing procedure, how classes to be structured, because I had taught around the community, so I kind of got the flow of how studios work. So I helped her create those. And then along that journey, I also got my Reiki mastership, so incorporating energy healing. And all while in school, I was like, I know that like nutrition helps, but that big change for me, I did that inner work when I really did my spirituality. And so I was like, you know what, these are all kind of little like tools that I'm gathering along the way. I really think that if I bring that together for women, mind, soul, like that's what's going to create that true transformation that people can't seem to get from just dieting.
Yeah.
So when I graduated, I started Eclectic Wellness, and I had already kind of started it before then. And I was just kind of doing like Reiki sessions and then providing like actual ways that the people that would come see me, clients, that they could use and continue on this healing journey, like how to use food and create like better energy within your body and that flow that they feel and that feel good feeling that they're walking away with. So I did that in a mini version, and then I created a coaching practice, now what Eclectic Wellness is. And it's basically now creating 12 weeks of coaching with me, and it's nutrition, but mostly when I get clients on the phone, it's or FaceTime, it's usually us talking about their relationship to food and way deeper things like traumas and why they don't feel worthy or lack of self-love. That's kind of where the food or abusing food and abusing exercise has created this poor relationship and making them not feel good in their bodies or gaining weight or not being able to lose the weight that they gained from previous times in their life.
Absolutely. It's an interesting approach because I think that people still view like wholeness, wellness, you know, in this kind of stratified measure too. It's ironic because everyone's identified the different factors, you know, even up to like this kind of meditation necessity that the brain and the body have to return to breath, be it via yoga or sitting meditation. You know, it seems to have come mainstream, but it is true that nobody is, I can't identify even anyone that I've spoken to in the past year that's kind of taken all of those, including nutrition, which is a piece of that puzzle, and kind of worked them all together. And that's what we are. We're a walking embodiment of all of those things happening together. And I feel like when you parse them out, you lose some of that communication that it sounds like you get into, you know, with your approach and things like that. And it's ironic because nutrition, you know, since doing everything horrifically wrong in the days of margarine in the 80s, has been at the forefront of at least, you know, American psyche. And then to parse it out again when you deal with health, wellness and health, I think is, and in latter day, as people are doing, is a disconnect that I like the idea of your approach and how you've kind of come at it. Do you, within your 12 week session, do you uniquely suit everything to every individual, or are there constituents that stay the same, kind of pillars of like, no, we do tend to function around these levels, or does it change from client to client?
It's a little bit of both. So I, in my mind, I create kind of like three modules. The first one is, really just introducing the concepts of mindful eating to clients. And that usually boggles most people's mind when I say like, you can eat whatever you want, but you should choose to eat things that make you feel good. Because if I give you free rein to go crazy, if you're someone that like restricts carbs, for example, you're not going to want to eat bread for the rest of your life. At some point, your body will tell you like, hey, can you throw a salad in there at some point? So like giving clients like that authority to make those decisions for their body. And I do give them a meal plan and it is plant-based. So getting them used to that. Most clients that come see me, actually all, I've never had any client who's been shown zero effect to dairy. I usually have them take it out within the first 2 weeks. So really just getting those physical yeah. changes and creating those routines, because that can feel overwhelming. And I feel like that's usually what people, because they think it's so hard, when actually it's really tiny shifts that I do with clients in the first like 4 to 6 weeks, where they thought, like I said, it paralyzed them from making that decision, because we're so used to diets being so restrictive. Like, oh my God, like I'm not going to be able to go to that birthday party with my friend or do happy hour. And you can totally enjoy those things. It's just knowing when it's going to feel good for your body. Because my whole theory on food is that it's supposed to nourish our mind, body, and soul. And sometimes we need just to nourish our body. And sometimes we eat that piece of cake because mom made it and it's my birthday and that's nourishing my soul. And sometimes it hits all three of those when we eat like a delicious, like plant-based meal that feels really grounding. And I don't know, like that's just a concept that we're not introduced to. And so that first 4 to 6 weeks is really just like getting clients used to that. And then the middle module is what I call losing the energetic weight. And this is when all the spiritual practices really hit the forefront. They kind of already do in the beginning part of my program, but after that 6 weeks, we're really diving in. I'm not a therapist, but I do know that like sometimes clients don't even like share traumas or things that they've experienced as children. Like for example, like their mother's relationship to food and what maybe their mother told them about their bodies, or them not feeling good in their bodies, or just abuse that they had endured as a child that made them think their body was disgusting or they didn't like it. And so we really dig deep. So that's where like the concepts of Reiki, to really hold that space for them and make them feel good from the inside out. And because I'm not a therapist and I can't do it all, I refer them to healers that I've personally worked with and I've created the most transformation. So usually at that point, if it is something really deep that I can't go into that space with because I'm not qualified enough, I'll refer them to a therapist that works off holistic concepts or one that's within range of like their insurance or whatever. Because the journey doesn't stop at 12 weeks. It's just really fine tuning and creating like a really concentrated space of time and energy so that their life is completely changed. Because the last part of the program is really just like, okay, how can I prepare you so that this is going to be a lifestyle change and you're not just going to go back to your old ways?
Right.
By 8th or 9th week, they're already like, oh my God, I can't live any way else. Like, how did I eat dairy? Like, how did I not take care of myself in this way before? So really preparing them and like creating those boundaries with their space, with people and the relationships in their life, so that they come first, so that they can give the leftovers to other people and not just completely deplete their own cup.
Absolutely. I like that little parody to leftovers as well, it being this positive, you know, form of energy and love. That's fantastic. So you have kind of the three module, how did you construct that? Like when you were getting ready to start Eclectic Wellness and this system, did it organically kind of come together, or was it through, I mean, you were in graduate school and kind of, you know, with the Sojourn Healing Collective, did you find a need, or was it kind of built on the premise of your background? Like what made you design the system the way that you designed it?
That's a good question. So I actually had a business coach this year, and my original plan in the beginning of 2019 was to start a group coaching program, and she invited the concept of modules, and she's like, whether or not like you're actually presenting these on calls or you have them in the back of your mind, you just don't want to get on a call and start just like, oh, what are we going to talk about today? Right. So kind of have an idea. And in the back of my mind, I kind of had this kind of system that I walked clients through, but it wasn't really structured. So I kind of took a step back and I was like, okay, all the people that I've ever worked with, truly the people that hired me as their coach, is because they're buying into like this energy that I was able to completely transform my life, both physically and spiritually. And so if I could just go back and like kind of see the steps that I did with my own journey and where I found that lasting change, because I've kept this weight off with ease for the last, I don't know, 15 years. Mm-hmm. And so I really realized in the beginning, I was really so shy to introduce spirituality because it's something you can't really explain sometimes. And there's not as much data as one would like if you can't just Google, like, how do I lose weight through spiritual concepts? Or because I've Googled it and I'm like, what is there courses for this? Like, I guess I just have to gather all the tools and make my own thing for it. So I look back and I realize, like, wow, me getting into my spiritual journey was what made everything kind of just flow. Right. Because there were times where I would, when I lost 85 pounds and I was in, I don't know, I was 21, 22, because I yo-yoed so much. I remember thinking and like looking, I was like, I still feel just as bad and uncomfortable in my skin when I was 225 pounds. There's something wrong here. Mm-hmm. And that was just like a key indicator that it's not just about what's the number on the scale. It's yes, losing weight will contribute to more positive health and maybe a boost in confidence, but it's not going to completely change me from the inside out. So then I would still feel this like kind of heaviness and layer on my body. And I would go to the doctors and I'm like, I don't feel good in my body. Like I feel sluggish and tired and almost depressed. And they're like, oh, like it's not your hormones. I mean, we could like look to see if like you're allergic to anything. And like, I just got like roundabout answers. Like some would even tell me like, oh, you need to lose weight. And I'm like, if you knew my background, you'd know that that's an inappropriate answer. And so I actually went to a psychic, like a medical medium, and he was like, you're highly intolerant to dairy, stop drinking caffeine. You had an inflamed pancreas like 5 or 6 months ago when you were, because I had these horrible stomach pains when at the end of my like 9-to-5 journey of working for corporate. And he's like, all this is like creating this energy that needs to like kind of release. You have to do a lot of heart chakra work. So I did do that stuff. And I honestly, like, I feel for the first time in my life at home in my body. And I'm 26, 27 years old at that time. And I was like, no doctor could give me this answer. And through doing these, like, kind of just seeking out alternative ways, I finally got there. So that's kind of what inspired me to kind of format my program that way.
Yeah, it sounds like, I mean, your program sounds like it requires that kind of personal testimony attached to it, you know, like every unique approach to any business, actually, but particularly ones in health and wellness, you know, are usually rooted in kind of the unique mm-hmm. testimony of someone's history. That's fascinating. And I think it's the first time I've ever heard of a medical medium, though if I thought long enough, I'd think.
Oh, really?
Yeah, but I like the, perhaps I've met people like that and they were just under a different title, but it's interesting that you kind of ran the gamut between, you know, Eastern and Western medicine to kind of, you know, explore your journey and your path to health. And I think it's interestingly tied into, you talk about fluctuating and still feeling crummy, you know, regardless of the weight, it being a very internal mental reality is key for a lot of people in dealing with, I think, all disease, you know, and all weight issues and things of that nature. Mm-hmm. So it sounds like the structure of it was unique to your story. How did you go about launching it? When did you actually launch Eclectic Wellness? And how do you also go about garnering clientele?
So I've done a lot of like business coaching. If I was outright like, oh, like let me help you lose inner weight or energetic weight and let me balance your chakras and this is what's going to produce results, people would probably think I was crazy. And that probably would not create a successful business, because people's mind would be like, even if you're the most like spiritual person, you'd be like, wait, what? Like that doesn't sound right. And so through like doing like business courses, I've learned like what is the ultimate like result that people come to me for. And it's usually A, to lose weight, and B, just to feel like amazing in their bodies. Because I specialize in mindful nutrition, people find me that way usually. A lot of my clientele has come through word of mouth, a little bit from social media, and I've actually coached like friends and clients of mine have been like friends' mothers from like middle school who found me like on Facebook. So it's like really like come full circle. Like people I don't even know or think that are watching me are like, I want to hire you. Like whatever you're doing, I want a part of that. And then I do get clients like that have been like yoga students and just friends of friends. So I'm trying to get more into like the social media clients, but so far so good. It's working with just the word of mouth.
Absolutely. It's cool because it feels like you can take clients from anywhere in the globe. You know, it feels like a lot of what you do can happen virtually if need be, you know, and then having other people with a hands-on approach step in as a physical necessity arises. But a lot of it sounds like it's this kind of personal coaching that can take place over a virtual medium, which is cool. Do you? Go ahead.
Oh, I was going to say, actually all like probably all but one of my clients is virtual. So.
Yeah. Okay. So that rings true. I like that too. I think that most things having a virtual format, even when you live, you know, geographically close, I think it helps keep, you know, schedules tidy and neat, you know, to be able to have that flexibility to meet from wherever. Mm-hmm. It's not just for across the globe reach anymore, as I'm learning, because we're both in San Diego and interviewing over, you know, the computer right now. I'm wondering with some of the key issues and obstacles you talk about, you know, people generally are coming to you for weight loss and then spiritual healing tied in. Can you speak to like, are there common threads behind the weight or behind the kind of the disease that's attached to the issues that the clients come to you with? Is there a common theme or do they vary?
Absolutely. Most clients, I would say 90% of them, have dealt with some form of trauma very early on in life. I'm thinking now, and I'm like, I can only think of maybe two or three clients that I've ever worked with that don't have that trauma, and they're usually not coming to me for weight loss. But usually clients that have like an excess amount of weight that makes them feel both uncomfortable, less energy, and they just don't feel good in their bodies. There is usually some tie to maybe it could have been something like sexual trauma or something as small as like just having an absent parent in their life where there was disruption. And the best like way I can explain that is there was a book by Marianne Williamson, and it's a play off like A Course in Miracles. It's called A Course in Weight Loss. Highly recommend that. Book, but she says that our bodies are a reflection of our subconscious minds, and like on a healing journey, weight loss should be a byproduct to a way deeper healing, not the main focus. Mm-hmm. So that is where that spiritual concept comes into play. Like, okay, let's do this kind of reverse engineering. Like, okay, you don't feel good in your body. But usually they'll say like, oh, when I was like, I don't know, 5-6 years ago and I was 130 pounds, like, I just want to get back to that. And I'll ask them, well, did you feel good then? Like, did you think your body was enough? Like, did you feel sexy? Did you feel confident? Actually, no. I'm like, so then it's not like how you look, it's how you feel inside. And there's something way deeper that you're not addressing. So, and then we kind of dig deeper and I'm like, well, what is your relationship to food? Why do you feel that? And then that's where that spiritual concept, because usually that 4 to 6 weeks in the beginning, they're just building trust with me. Because then by the end of it, they're sharing me their deepest, darkest secret. So it gets really, really personal.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think that's lasting change, right? Or at least change you can point to. I do think that, you know, weight being attached to how we feel, it's very divorced. Again, you know, even in a lot of environments that look at weight from a mental health standpoint, don't really draw that very short, tight road about, you know, it being a reflection of something happening within. You know, it's from diet and mental health. I think that's a fascinating approach. Again, I love everything. When did you launch Eclectic Wellness? Was it recent or a few years ago?
So I kind of just, I remember probably October 2017, I coached people for free. And I was in my grad school program at the time. And I was like, you know what? Like, I need to get this experience, like, so that when I graduate, I hit the ground running. And so I would just coach people on the side. And it wasn't really spiritual at all, because, like I said, I was really shy to bring that in. And it was honestly just a disservice to clients, me being shy, because that's really what creates that huge change that I see now with clients. So in the beginning, it was mostly just nutritional coaching. And then by December 2017, Whitney and another friend actually said, you should create sessions, like invite like people in for sessions, charge them like 60, 70 bucks, whatever you feel comfortable with for an hour, and give them Reiki, provide them like a mini wellness plan that, like I said in the beginning, where it's like how they can create that change beyond our time together. And I did that a little bit. And then by July 2018, I was coaching and charging people for it for the 12 weeks. And that's when like Eclectic Wellness as what it is now was established. So about a little over a year.
Yeah, I think it's interesting because you know, you have such a testimony to the solutions and things like that. And, you know, to start off with a little bit insecure and then realize that that was reading, you know, and disservicing your clients and things like that. I think it's true even in all forms of business. You know, we struggle particularly as women and women identified individuals because we have been the underdog, you know, in business and in social life. And so feeling, you know, people talk about the imposter syndrome or different things like that, where they just don't feel enough, and it does disservice our craft, you know, and our talent. And so I think it's interesting that kind of putting that aside, you know, you were able to identify that it actually clarified and sharpened your, you know, your tool, your healing tools. If you were looking forward for the next 3 years, do you have a goal, or do you have an idealistic spot that you want to see Eclectic Wellness or your own journey kind of be like at? Like, what's your ideal moment for the next 1 to 3 years?
I just want to continue to expand and grow. I really like the foundation and the like system that I've created within my business. It's kind of taken me the last year and a half to really fine tune it. So really just creating more of that transformation on a grander scale. Like I said in the beginning, a couple questions ago, how my idea of the beginning of the year was to create a group coaching program. And I did do that on a smaller scale this year, and it included a retreat, which I have next weekend. And the retreat is really just bringing all the women that I coached in that group setting together, because they've been with each other for 16 weeks is a little bit of a longer program. And making them feel like that's kind of like the bow on top of their transformation, this gift that they get to now like live empowered and confident and balanced around food. So doing more of that, like I realized I get to kind of marry my passions of like, I did dabble into event planning because I do like socializing and bringing people together, but I do love nutrition and wellness. So doing these retreats was like, oh my God, like I can still incorporate all these even tools I did way before my nutrition and spiritual journey together. And it's like literally like one of the most favorite things I've done in my business so far. So yeah. I'd like to do more of that in the next couple of years.
Excellent. Yeah. Retreats are an interesting, I mean, they're an ever expanding on the business front. They're a huge, you know, industry that's exploding right now on all different levels. But I also think that the psychology behind them is unique, and it's own beast. It's like mainlining, you know, solution methodologies and things like that, because you're isolated with a group of people and usually talking a great deal more than you would about the therapies or the, you know, the things that you're involved in. And it's kind of this very intensified tincture, you know, dosage of taking those in and incorporating them into your every moment of reality for that period of time, for however long you're on a retreat. And I think it's a really cool way to kind of, they talk about it with like language immersion and things like that, you know, just going to the country and being surrounded by it. That's kind of how I feel like retreats are with wellness retreats. You know, you kind of get this deeply baptized, you know, moment. And I think because of that, they're really life-changing for a lot of people. And it also deepens one's relationship with knowledge that was already there. So that sounds fantastic. I love that that goal and taking it to that level with people that you've worked with. It sounds like it's going to be rewarding on its its own unique platform. So if a woman or a woman identified individual came up to you, let's say this weekend, and said, listen, Nia, I just graduated from UNLV. I did the hospitality degree. I worked in the main, you know, resort district for a minute. It didn't feel like me. I'm looking at getting involved in health and nutrition and kind of starting my own program. What are the three key pieces of advice that you would give her?
I would say be curious, because that was when I first quit my job and made that shift, it was like a year of yes to me. Like people said, oh, will you sub my yoga sculpt class? And I didn't really know how to teach yoga sculpt, but I took a ton of yoga sculpt classes. I'm like, yes. I was just completely open, and it just created more like connection and community, and just like putting myself out there and making myself feel really uncomfortable at some points because it was all new. So being really curious and open. The second thing is just never stop learning. Still now, like I'm still in my business, and like I take like random classes right now. Me and Whitney are in like a psychic tools class, like to develop your own intuition. And it's like a 6-month journey. So every year I invest in myself, and whether that's like, so I can build my business, like with a business coach, or just like self-improvement. I do that with reading every single day, and I'm just constantly learning. And I think that once I stop learning is when I'll be dead, because if I'm not learning, I'm dying. And that's the way I look at it. Number three is don't be afraid to invest that money and spend money. Like the saying goes, you have to spend money to make it. It's a little bit scary, especially when you don't just have a couple $1,000s lying around to hire a coach, or spend money on a retreat that you feel like is going to be life-changing. But if you want to get into the line of entrepreneurship with health and wellness, you can't expect your clients to spend a couple $1,000s on you if you're not willing to do it for yourself. But really being that product of what you expect your clients, or you're encouraging your clients to be, like really walk the walk and talk the talk. And I really feel that investing money, whether that's money, time, doesn't have to be maybe $100 here on courses and seminars and events, that really like create this empowered and person that is a good replica or representation of what it means to be like balanced mind, body, and soul, and honoring yourself that way.
Absolutely. That's awesome. I love those three pieces. Be curious, never stop learning, and don't be afraid to invest financially in yourself. That's really cool. When you look back over your journey, is there anything that if you had done it, you would have done it slightly differently in that aspect? Not a regret, but do you have one area that you think, I could have done without trying that or not doing that? Is there any area that you would implement or take away?
I sometimes think like, oh, I should have just done nutrition right when I felt the need to change my major. And that was literally a semester before I was graduating with my bachelor's. Mm-hmm. If I felt something, I should have just trusted my gut. But then I look back and think, well, that journey of me like really discovering like who I was along that journey of me choosing the wrong, and I'm saying this with air quotes, the wrong choice, or the choice that didn't feel 100% me. On that journey, I met my husband. I like created a community. So I think the thing I would change differently would be not to freak out. But like even just this year, I'm like finally like understanding like what it means to trust the universe. Like, and really like when I don't know, like, okay, where am I going to get my next paycheck from, or where am I going to get my next gig, or this or that, I just say, you know what, if the universe has me taken care of. In the past, I'm like, God, fear mode, I have to like hoard all my money and or do all this like stressing and worrying in my head and create anxiety and isolate myself. And now I'm just like, no, I'm chilling. And usually that's like when I get like the best things like come in alignment for me. So just to not freak out.
I love it. Don't freak out. Trust the universe. That's fantastic. If people want to get a hold of you, do you have a website for Eclectic Wellness?
Yeah, it's eclecticwellnesssd.com.
Perfect. And people can kind of reach out to you there if they're interested in getting into some of your services or speaking with you, I'm assuming.
Yes.
Perfect. Well, listen, I know everyone is incredibly busy and it sounds like your plate is wildly full. And I just want to say thank you so much for taking the time to sit down and kind of explore both your personal story as well as your business structure with me today. I think it's amazing and incredibly valuable for the overall narrative and platform of this podcast. So thank you so much.
Thank you for having me. I know we've been going back and forth for a while now. So you asked wonderful questions. I've been on a few shows and this was amazing. Thank you.
Awesome. Absolutely. And for everyone listening, thank you for giving me your time today. And until we speak again, remember to always bet on yourself. Sláinte.